When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." Contained in these words spoken by our blessed Savior from the altar of the cross on Calvary is a tremendous mystery, a grace, and a consolation to us who have dedicated our lives to the service of the Lord and of his church. In our Lord's public life, his mother Mary makes significant appearances. This is so even at the very beginning, when at the marriage feast of Cana, Mary intercedes on behalf of the wedding guests, bringing about the very first public miracle of the Messiah. But Mary not only inaugurates the public ministry of Christ, she is the beginning of our salvation. She is predestined to be the mother of God's Son, so that just as in Eve, a woman contributed to death, so also in Mary, a woman should contribute to life. Mary is adorned from the first instant of her conception with the radiance of an entirely unique holiness and free from all stain of sin. The mystery of the incarnation of God become man begins with her yes at the Annunciation. She is greeted by an angel of God as full of grace. To this remarkable invitation from God by the angel, she replies, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word." In that moment of grace, Mary, the daughter of Adam, becomes Mary, the mother of God. She embraced God's will with a full heart, and free from sin, she devoted herself totally as a handmaid of the Lord, totally devoted to her son Jesus. Mary teaches us to do the same. In today's gospel, she reappears. In the Gospel of John, Mary is conspicuously absent from the scene after the wedding feast of Cana. She's never mentioned at all, until the cross. The mother is drawn to the son in the hour of his suffering. A mother's love brings Mary to the foot of the cross. Love is the soul of faithfulness. Love enables Mary to endure the test of suffering. She who had once kissed the head of her beloved son, who had quenched his thirst and taken him by the hands, now looks upon him whose head they have crowned with thorns, whose thirst is unquenchable, and whose hands are nailed to the tree. She never abandons her son. His pain is hers. His death pierces her heart like a sword. In the other Gospels, the women at the cross are found at a distance, but not in the Gospel of St. John. Mary is right there, beneath the cross. The woman who is closest to Christ in life is closest to him in death. A mother's love brings Mary to the foot of that cross. Love is the soul of fidelity. Love is the soul of her courage. In the midst of the loud jeers and the mockery of that crowd, Mary stands, and she stands in silence. She stands because hope holds her up. Even in sorrow, the Mother of God is united with her Son in his offering, with hope. Mary stands in silence. As a young woman, she stood for the angel's greeting, and she spoke her fiat. And in silence, the Word became flesh in her womb. On Calvary, Mary stands in silence. Now it is Christ, her Son, who speaks. Looking down from the cross, he speaks. He reveals Mary's new role in God's plan for salvation. Seeing his mother and the disciple whom he loved, he speaks, "Woman, behold your son." A second Annunciation. At the word of the angel, Mary became the mother of God's Son. At the foot of the cross and at the word of her Son, Mary becomes the mother of the church, of all God's children. She is our mother. The night before he died, our Savior gives us the sacraments of the Holy Eucharist and of the priesthood. On the cross the next day, he offers himself totally as a sacrifice to the Father, a sacrifice which is perfect and unblemished. And in his last moment, with his last breaths, his very last gift to the church before he dies is the gift of his own mother. What wondrous love is this? Friends, we who have dedicated our lives in the service of the church and of her liturgy will learn from Mary what it means to be a servant of the Word, disciples of her Son, to imitate the very spirit of Mary. Just as in chant and in sacred music, we are only holy and truly beautiful when we have put ourselves at the service of the Word made flesh, the eternal Word, which was incarnate by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin. Our music is meant to be sacramental, to the extent that it reveals Christ and the love of God. As we prepare to come to the conclusion of our time together in this city, we give thanks to God for many gifts received, for the friendships and the encouragement that we've received from one another. But let us never forget the friendship of Mary, who at the angel's invitation became the mother of God, and at her son's invitation from the cross, becomes our mother. Mary's first spoken word in the gospel is her yes to God, to his plan for our salvation. Her last spoken word takes place in Cana of Galilee at the wedding feast. Turning to the servants, she instructs them, "Do whatever he tells you." If Mary's first word is yes, her last word is telling us to do the same, to say yes, to allow our lives to be shaped by God's perfect will, to put him first, to be servants of the eternal Word. It was Mary's love for God that enabled her to say yes to become the mother of Christ and our mother. St. Augustine once said, "Only the lover sings." May the Blessed Virgin Mary, cause of our joy and our mother, help us to love God above all, to love his will, and to love his church, so that our voices may truly draw others into the mystery of God's love and mercy in the Eucharist.